I'm the Professor Jim Price with WFBG's Homegrown Spotlight. This week we move outside of Altoona to chase down a former Altoona resident, Tom Bruner. Tom was a noteworthy name on the local music scene just a few short years ago. His instrument was the bass, but more so, Tom was a songwriter and an innovator. He jammed with several people before forming the Tom Bruner Group, alias TBG. TBG never became a major onstage attraction locally, but they were able to get one song called Cheap Love onto the top 9 at 9. Tom and TBG produced several tapes of originals, and the group became a regular name on WFBG's all-night album rock program. But the weak job picture locally at the time forced Tom to relocate in the Chesapeake Bay area in the hopes of better employment opportunities. And it was in Ocean City where Tom formed his present band, Killer Elite. Tom explains how Killer Elite came together.
Unsuccessfully had one job with two guys and ran some ads. I went out back up in Pennsylvania, I think it was in January of 86, when I came back down and ran an ad in the local papers, and I hooked up with Tom. And we auditioned some guitar players. Our first guitar player was a guy named Mitch Bradford. We had him on our first demo, Holy Hell, which did pretty well in France and what, and then we did a couple gigs with him, and then we had to audition another guy, and we got J.D. Bradshaw, and he's been with us ever since.
Killer Elite does what they like to call original war metal. Their sound is fast and heavy with vicious vocals and blunt lyrics about the state of society and world affairs. And like similar bands locally, Killer Elite has become a part of the underground rock scene in their locale. And that has taken them outside Ocean City to Delaware, as Tom explains.
We've had to go outside of the city of Ocean City. Things are great, I guess, from what I hear of in Baltimore and D.C. We've had to go up Wilmington ourselves, and we've done, as far as I'm concerned, tremendously. We played, opened up for bands like Have Mercy, Why Die, a local band up there called Solitude. There's a metal scene happening up north. We definitely want to try to get up with the, you know, in the Jersey area and Philly and, you know, that area.
Tom and Killer Elite like to do studio work. So far, the group has produced two demo cassettes, Holy Hell from 1986 and last year's State of War, the tape that they are presently supporting on their live tour. And the person they record with is a name that local music fans may remember from local rock past. That's John Hazel, formerly with the group Nitro.
We worked with John for the first time last year, and we're going to continue working with him. We also worked with another guy up in the Center County area, Danny Fye with DAF Studios, and he's been a real big help with us too.
As Tom's past resume of bands indicates, Tom likes playing in power trios. I asked him why.
You got individuals, you know, everybody, it seems like with a three-piece that you got the drums, the bass guitar, you got the rhythm, the beat, and the soloist, and it could work either way with the bassist or the guitar player. But it just seems like just having the three guys and the list, I don't know what you have with bands, you know, personalities or what, but we all pull each other together. We each pull our own weight. We each got a job to do, and that's our band. That's Killer Elite.
You can see Killer Elite perform this Saturday night at Sebastiano's here in Altoona for an over 21 show. What kind of show can you expect this Saturday night?
Anything that I've never seen before. It's, you know, Killer Elite's a trip in itself. You just have to come check us out.
And finally, Tom offers a bit of advice for young musicians who want to go after a future in bands and rock and roll.
You got any dreams or any, you know, if you're a young musician, you know, play an instrument or you want to pursue music, you know, just stick with your dreams and work hard at it. You know, it don't matter what you do in life, you got to work hard at it and be persistent.
And I finish by reminding you that the March issue of Pennsylvania Musician with the group Caretaker on the cover is now out and available in area record stores, music stores, various night spots and eating establishments, and of course, right here at the WFBG studios. And it is free, so pick up a copy and find out what is happening with your favorite group or artist. For WFBG's Homegrown Spotlight, I'm the Professor Jim Price. Rockin' out tonight. Go.
WFBG.